Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Our reading for this day is chosen for the message of this great Christmas day, this feast day, the celebration of the beginning of the end, the beginning of the end of the reign of Satan, the beginning of the end of our exile. This marks it, and the text chosen is our epistle reading, Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. These are the words of God, so we pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I chose the epistle reading, and I wondered if you're saying, what? You expected me to preach on the gospel? The Christmas story that so many have read and told and put into programs and made movies of and about, and why not? You sick of it already? Bah, hum. And we have to say, no. And neither am I. We should never get sick of Christmas. But let's not forget why we do hear it, or read it, and repeat it year after year. Or we will end up getting sick and tired of all the madness, the not-so-merry parts of the season. And that is why I'm preaching on the epistle lesson. Christmas is not an end unto itself. Christmas is not the high point of the year, but the start. Christmas is the beginning. Just like Sunday is the first day of the week, not the last day of the week's end. The world and the devil like to try to change this around. They like to preserve their little way of doing things. Sorry, but God won't let his creation go that way for too long. He will not leave it in enemies' hands so that it is permanently made the opposite of his design. So you see, Bethlehem is the beachhead of the invasion, the starting place. Yes, like a Normandy. Christmas is the feast before the battle. The rah-rah, the charge rally. Then it starts, the beginning of the end. Then the battle, then the victory. Yes. And we can now, because of what followed, we can make that victory sign. Not this V, but this one. As it is not just for the end of World War II, but of all wars. And this one started its invasion in a stable. In an obscure little suburb town in a conquered and enemy-occupied country. And I'm not talking about Rome occupying Israel. The start of the end. But not quite on that first Christmas. No, that was the landing on the beach. The victory? That was 33 years later. It was not until Easter. You see, Christmas is meaningless if there is no Easter. Just like there would have been no ticker tape parade, no V for victory if Normandy D-Day failed. If Easter never came and it was just a Good Friday, or rather became bad or evil Friday, then bah humbug. Then that would be appropriate. Like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, if you remember, dismayed, trodden down and defeated, without hope, escaping, wanting to forget what seemed to be an empty promise, a no Christmas at all future. Yes, they were humbugging the lot of it. Christmas, yes, humbug to Christmas. Well, truly, but not even that phrase, bah humbug, would never have been known, heard, read or penned, as there just would have been no reason for Dickens to invent Mr. Scrooge, no Christmas to complain about, to get into, to be merry and of good cheer about, no real good cheer to be had. We would still be in our mess, still in our sins. No, you see, there is just no Christmas without Easter. No presence without Christ. The present to the world, I mean. What would have December 25th meant if the resurrection never happened? Maybe just some obscure Jewish holiday. Then again, not even that. Joseph and Mary just celebrating their children's birthdays like we do, without the baby Jesus as one of them. James might have been the firstborn son of Mary then, fading into the past just like so many other unfulfilled Jewish children born and then just die over the centuries. Mary would have just been another Jewish woman doing what they have always done. And Israel still without an answer, without the fulfillment of the promise that God made to their forefathers, to the patriarchs, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of a Christmas still to come someday. Israel would have been still waiting. We, the world, would have been still waiting for the Messiah to come. And yes, the enemy would still be running the place. As always, sins would still be left unpaid for. But no, Christmas did come. Glory to God in the highest, and really peace on earth and goodwill toward men, because a Savior had been born to them, to us, for us. Yes, God's gift did come. His invasion began. And yes, Good Friday is good, as yes, it was his victory. He won at Calvary on the cross and then out of the tomb on Easter. Yes, Easter morn appeared in person, the sun brighter than the morning, making Christmas happen and happen and happen again, year upon year, gift upon gift, pointing to that Christmas that will be Easter too. Together, one big and forever celebration, holy day, holiday, combined here, as he is coming again. But Emmanuel, God with us, is still. He is still here, making Christmas itself, himself to be, still giving himself and all and everything else we get. That is the whole gift of Christmas. That is where all gifts come from Christ the Lord, the one in whom all things are made. Every gift ever given and received is because and from and through him. He is the gift and the giver of gifts. He is the reason for all cheer, for all a merry, merry Christmas. And yes, a happy new year too. Each new year he gives because of grace and mercy himself, coming and becoming flesh to dwell and then to pay our way into a Christmas and Easter that will never end. That new year in the gift of a new heaven and a new earth, all for us, wrapped in clouds of glory, with shouts of Hosanna again from the millions of angels round about. Christmas is here. Yes, even this day, and he, this morning star, the star of Christmas, that is who is with us. Christ, the newborn King, Lord of Lords today, for and forevermore. Yes, a very Merry Christmas. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.